Good evening. Tonight is Saturday, May 31st. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I had a pretty good day today. Hung around the house, and later on went out to the club for the evening. They had a class there on female ejaculation, and they covered the basic anatomy of like what the G-spot was and what the Skene's gland is and all that fun stuff. And then did a basic demo. So, you know, that's always fun stuff. And then after that, it was kind of a chill night at the club, but not you know, quiet. There was a decent crowd out. It's more of a social night, really. Not a lot of heavy play going on. Although I did get to see several pretty hot scenes. A lot of impact play going around. Got to see someone doing some interesting rope work. You know, the lack of play on my part, though, does kind of highlight the fact that I have been a little things have been a little quiet play wise for me lately. Unfortunately, one of the downsides of not having anything serious going on relationship-wise is that, you know, when you happen to not have the opportunity to casually play with people, well, things can be kind of on the quiet side every once in a while, and it sort of comes and goes. Sometimes you're really busy with, you know, random play or, you know, casual play with friends, and sometimes there's just kind of nothing going on. Normally, that doesn't really bother me too much. You know, I'm pretty flexible as far as that sort of thing goes. Yeah, I try not to be like emotionally needy as far as relationships are concerned. I try to sort of focus more on sort of letting relationships develop for what they are, kind of, you know, taking things as they are, not sort of trying to shoehorn interactions into a preconceived, you know, format. And, you know, while I think that's generally served me fairly well, at the moment I'm finding it a little frustrating just because, well, basically I've had a fairly significant increase in my interest in bondage lately. And unfortunately, that's one of the hobbies that it's really difficult to practice without another person. You know, so when you don't have a willing victim around to help you out with that, it can be kind of frustrating sometimes. So I think I might have to work on that a little bit, try to, you know, develop some more connections and, you know, try to meet some other people who are interested in, you know, more frequent rope-specific oriented play. So that's definitely on my to-do list. That's really about it for the evening. As always, I would love to hear any comments or feedback or suggestions from you, and I can be reached at evan@kinkycrafter.com. I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.